Bappy Gawali and Gaffra Zol, and all his mortis Calisteni tripping a trepas, 9 to 20 Mulo Mulelo Homo Humilo, don't see a didio, dud dud dud, O basso boza, O murder, O morder, Mahamauto, Mount Maro, O smirch, O smirch, Vol Hilil, Wo Halal, Tutanoi, Dow Tonaton, O Martyr, Udamunor, Chit, Merg, O Lumu, Homa Quam, Malawinga, Malawunga, Sero, Sar, Say, I Say, Hamovs, Hemovs, Marmer, Requiem, Eternal, Give Donal, Iron, Dalmany, Bad Looks, Pepper, Pepper, Pot, Loosen His Eyes, Pish, Of those Leps of Flam, and Funny Kun's Wick. The cane has passed, Luffling, the Caying. God save your king, Master of the Hidden Life. God serves your kingly Oedipus Rex. I'd 4 in the morning and a couple of the luncheons, 3 days run, but your soul's the dole, dear. Think, fine foot. Impassable tissue of improbable liars. Do you mean to set that that's where you're now, coddling your supernumerary leg with that bizarre tongue and your talk sap and your hindis and shindies like a muck in a market, sorely boy repeating yourself and tell me that? I mean to sit here on this outknoll where you are now, surely guy repeating myself as long as I live in my home spins like a sleeping top with all that buried offence instance and sense inside of me. If I can't upset this pound of pressed olives, I can set up zounds of sounds upon him. Oliver, he may be an earth presence. Was that a groan or did I hear the dingle bagpipes wasting war at watch? Tristress, Aminian Amir, prisoner of love, bleating heart, low late heard, obeying hand, wanted foot, uska, iska, iska, lingamin, wrath of God and Donnerbrook fire. Is the stray's world moving around, or what static babel is this? Tell us. Where's she, Linkin? Where's she? The snare drum, they are lugged to the ground, the dead giant man alive, they're playing timbers and bodkins, clan of the gale, hup, what's within? Dovergull and Finchak. They're a ring to the rescue. Zinzin, crumaboo, crumble to victory. We'll call them and gash them and gun them and gloat on them. Zinzin, oh, windows and orphans, it's the omen. Red shanks forever, up blanks. The cry of the radio it is. The white hymn, the slouch, the link-click. The howd hunt thorning. Send us peace. Title. Christ in our Irish times. Christ on the air's independence. Christ hold the freedman's chairman. Christ light the duly expressed. Slug slacked and slaughter. Rape the daughter. Choke the pope. Our cloudy father. Unsure. None good. Zinzin, soul, I am soul. Run a bride, my answer, my sister. Brian O'Brien, goodbye, Brian O'Brien, it's all. Pipette there, us, me. Forward, pirate, march me. I'm true, Isolde, Pipette, my precious, Zin. Brian O'Brien, bet my prize, Brian O'Brien, my price, my precious, Zin. Brian O'Brien, my prize, where you guess at my prize, pin. Pipette, my prize is won, O mother of my tears, believe for me, fold thy sons, Zin. Now we're getting in, tune in and pick up the foreign counties. Hello, Zin, hello, Pipette, tell your title, a bride. Hello. Pally Macrate, am I true as mistruted? What is that? Silence. Act drop, stand by. Blinders, cutting up. Juice, please. Foots. Hello, are you cigar shank and wheat? I got you. Gobble and carrots, cadence. Parfait. Now, I should adjust the gifts, yes. Just permit me a moment. Challenge us deepest child print of this, but by our soundings and swish channels, land is due. A truce to demob, soir sorts. Clear the line, priority call. Sybil, better that of this. Sybil head this end, better that way. Follow the baby spot. Yes, very good now. We're again in the magnetic field. Do you remember in a particular look summer night following crying fair day? Moist your lips for a lightning strike and begin again. Mind the flickers and dimmers. Better. Well, the Isleless Times, the Isleless Penzance, vehement general Delhi expulsed. Still calling of some way from a specific, not more. Less continuous. There were fires on every bolt hill in Holy Island that night. Better so. You may say there were, son of a co. Were they bonfires? They're clear. No other name would at all benefit them unless that bonafiries. With their blue beards streaming up to the heavens. Was it high white now? Whitest white mortal ever saw. Was our Lord of the Heights knight for a lady of the valley? He was hoisting himself up and forcing himself around and ghosting himself to marry his mama like an end and upper balcon. Lord's Carol. Was there any rabbi who chads missing you? Plenty of you went for an inch. There fell some fall of little winter snow. Hurley's ivory, I gather, Jesse. By Snatcher Clocker, the nice at all in hilly and even Zimalayas. Did it not blow some gales Westminster Otts and rather strongly to last? Alien humours out of town, just as they rose and sprang on. Out of all jokes, dear, babe, ice cold. Brennebre, nipper, lieto galamphantes. Still cling, mere peace specific. Do you happen to recollect whether one of the high lucky night was shining at all? Sure she was, my midday darling, and not one but a pair of pretty galachas. Quando, quando, go, datey. Laterly. There was literally, exactly. There was forced work about in thick weather and high, some callowed, soon frozen, cold and warm, and moisture dry, and boat-shaped blank of Brumaire, says, and hellstones and flambles, and what's about, and everything, please, everybody.
Hill, many full of greats. No hoary morris, mother fog. Was so pleasure at us, absolutely boiled. Opposite card, jolly and lordy at their parkiest. Oh, the amenities, the amenities, the amenities, with all their amenities. And the firmness and the formalness and the famous, the fumous of the first fog made of male. Catch, catch, and couch chained. For Miss Summer's nice stream back to Mad Winthrop's delugium stramens. One expects that kind of rabby feeling in this our season. What certainly does, desire for her would tire a shire, phone funkle or wire, and mares, of white caps any, open plagues, flock fine from fox-ocked fingers, lapsing for the marines, panorama, the entire horizon plot, all effects in their joints caused ways, and job with the sheet snow box, but tend the sheet not here under the blankets. This common of garden is now, and still a relative, this dirty sphere of our earlier torrent for broken pottery, ancient vegetables, simply awful the dirt, an ever nasty ashtray, I see. Now, do you know the well-known Kicky Middle, where the ill-assorted first couple first met with each other, the place where Elderman Fannigan, the time when Junkerman Funnigan, in Fingletoo they met a little piece beneath the by-tree, yellow house of Snugsborough, West Chief Aspergob and Slatshead with stockings and winnings, folly merryfuls, all of a two-skidoo and skip humble. God damn you, you're a devil of a talker. It's a fairly expires to last 4 winds. Well, I faithfully, sincerely believe so, indeed, if all but I hope charities have true. The stow in the world is in woeful day and bottom, is woeful need whatever about anything or else, either the grain black sun of gain iron. A tricolour ribbon that spells a caution, the old flag, the cold flag. The flagstone, by tombs deep and heavy, to the unavailing memory of Piazza the Grave. And who signed it wooden one thereof? Trex Pessars will be persecuted. There used to be a tree stuck up, an overlisting estuary. There used, sure enough, beside the Anna, at the ford of Schlievener Mound, Oakley Ashes Elm, with a snowdrift from our birch and bough, and the grandest, crownedest, consecrated maypole in all the rain-laden history of wilds. Brown's Tesaurus Plantarum from Nolan's, the Prittlewitz Press had nothing like for it, for we are fed of its forest, clad in its wood, barked by its bark, and our lecturers its leave. The crane, the cran, the king of all cranes, squire, maid, and dameson of Plantagenets, high and holy. Now, no hiding your rain under a bushel. What was it doing there, for instance, standing for an instance? Is Sumerian sunshine and in Cremerian shadows? You saw it visibly from your hiding place? No, from my invisibly lying place. I then took down in stereo what took place being tongue committed. I then took my taken place lying down. I think I told you, solve it. Remounting little towards the hour again of spaces, just how grand and cardinal round us is this preeminent giant, Sir Arbor, your bard's high view of Vistan Valley, I would like to hear you burble to us in strict conclave purperando, and without too much Italianate interference, what you know in petto about our sovereign being's dog, Tonens Tomaseus, Odite, Corcorandi Udi Udite, your ominence, your imminence, and delicted fraternities. There's Tudor, Queen's Maid, and Ida Horshop girls, are there woody babies growing upon her, and bird flamigan, Sweeney swinging, fugal words on the tip mast, on Urania apples playing hop to ciel bompeter, and Turbian Fenian storing in his quicken bowl, and crossbones string its holy floor, and culprins of Erasmus Smith's Bristol boys with their underhead lead pets climbing to a crotch for the origin of spices, and Charlotte's darling with dilk blue askmes chattering in descent to them, gibbonous and gobbonesses guffling and gibbering, proffering prejuice to their Anatolies, and blighting fine blast on their castor stripes, and the kilmainthem pensioner chucking overthrown milestones up to her fall, her cranberries, and her pomonettes for her natural refraction, and hand-pated hoydens plucking husbands of them, and cock-robins much more hatching most out for his misado egg drazzles from the sun and moon pegging honeysuckle and white heather down and timtits tapping resin there and tomahawks watching terror elsewhere, creatures of the world approaching him hollow mid ivy for to claw and rub, hemmets of the desert barking their infernal shins over her trilateral roots and his acorns and picorns shooting wide all sides of him, planet shoot out sends of plenty 2,000 after the troons of the utmost fear, and her downslider on the snake is to not see whimmering woman Salib, such a fashion happening Saturn's dress out of that exquisite creation. The leaves, my darling, dearest sins and sinning, since the night of time, and each and all of their branches meeting and shaking twisty hands all over again in their new world through the germination of its germination from on's outset till odd's end, and encircle him circularly, Evo Ve. Is it so exalted, eximius, extra, dandery, and excelsior rising? A manxman like trees, walking on trees like angels weeping, no birdie avier soar any wing to eagle it, but rocks of eggs, cliff fry. Tell it that ache the truth, mush of mickness.
A shrub of libertine, indeed, but that strain of law instead, what styles it naming? Tot, too hard-parted. I've got that now, Mrs. Delman and Messi. Phoenix men's mid-infinite true, the form masculine, the gender feminine, I see. Now, are you derivative of it yourself in any way? The true tree, I mean, let's hear what science has to say. Pundit the next best king, Splank, Apfelbaum. It reminds me of the weeping of the daughters, and reminds to the sense of rest, the whittle to the frosh and the dibble, how this Lucifer brimst of phosphorus, or was the tress mangle of a sword of a hominid, because knock out the nicknaver, knacked him in the neck shift. Well, he was ever himself for the presentation of crudities to animals, for he had put his own nickel name on every toad, duck and herring before the climber clomped aloft during the mid-hill of the park, flattering his bitter hoof with his conundrums. He would let us have the tree barrels. Such was a bite too tight for the muster of the hoose, so as he called down on the grand precursor who coiled him a crawl on the dripper's die, and turned at him to flatch down off that erection and be a slime of himself for the balance of his sleeve. Or Finlay's called Pald. I hate his begatum. Were you there, eh? Were you there? When they lagged him through the comb. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sometimes it grows on me to ramble, ramble, ramble. Whoa, whoa. So that was how we became the forest of our truefullers. Yes, and in the absence of my suburic quiet, the faintest of our truefulluses, Bass Baps, Bombsligger, how near do you feel to the Capo Capo promontory, sir? There ought to be days of dry coldness between us when he does be like a lidging house far, far astray, and there'll be nights of wet wind whistling when he does to be making me onions whoop all kinds of ways. Now you're a mare of the Merk, Lansdowne Road, she's through to pippins thereabouts, and they cropped up tooth, oined edge with haste to leaven this. So cried I, now, Thorny Bourne, follow the spotlight, please. Concerning a boy, are you acquainted with the pagany vicariously known as Treacher Tom, who is, I suggest, Finoglum as his habitat? Consider yourself in the Strand. And now, and watch your words. Take my advice. Let your motto be inter nubla numbum. Never you mind about my mother or her hoppy out. I consider if I did, I would feel frightfully ashamed of my advice. He's a man of around 50, struck on Annie Lishness Pico with milk and whiskey, who does massages and has done dirt in him than an old dog has fleas, kicking stones and knocking snow off walls. Have you ever heard of this old boy, Tom or Tim, of the fishy stare, who belongs to Kimmage, a crofting district, and is not all there, and is all the more himself, since he's not so, being most of his time down at the Green Man, where he steals, pawns, belches, and is a curse, drinking gaily 2 hours after closing time, with the coat of him skin-side out against apparitions, with his socks outsued, his spring sides clipping his hands in a feeble sort of way, and systematically mixing with the public going for groceries, flapping grates and little gets soundly with his cat to good bells, flapping bare sides and waltzy weblings about in his accoutrements, always in front of the tabernacles, like a long-armed look, when he would be finished with his tea. Is it that fellow, as mad as the brambles he is, touch him with the lawyer sticking through his trouser shins and the swat me knotting the basket of his berry? He's kissed me more than once, I'm sorry to say, and if I did commit glandularies, may the loan forgive it. Oh, wait till I tell you, we're not going yet. And look here, here's my dear, what he's done is smoke as I'm saying, so get out, you dirty, strange, striking part of speech for the hottest worked word of your sprogue. You're not, unhindered and odd times, more tumshow lately. How do I know? Such my billet, by a barrack pask. Ask the hornies, tell the robbers. You're alluding to the picking pockets in Lower O'Connell Street. I am alluding to the peaking packet, but I'm alluding from Lower O'Connell Street. Now, just wash and brush up your memorias a little bit, so I find, referring to the patron of the present man, an early demented brick-thrower, I'm wondering to myself in my mind, quite our Ark of the Covenant, was Toucher a Methodist, whose name, as others say, not really Tom? Was this salt son of a century from Bolterstown, Shivering William, the sealiest old forker ever hawked Cannock, who was always with him at the big elm and the arch after having his teeth was shaken out of their suckers by the rand dog for having £5.73 of non-air and blood in him about the seam level, the scaffolding wearing his cow beamer and false clothes of a brewer's grains patterned with black buttons and his motto on, you will remember, ostensibly for that occasion only of the 12-day pax and quantum wedding. I'm wondering, I bet you, well, he was wondering, you bet, whatever was his matter in his mind, to give him his due, for I'm sorry to have to tell you, hello and evo, they were coming down from off him. How curious an epiphany. Hodie causes Ezobracanton. It looked very like it. Neither nose, neshes, and neither garments. Man is mind of the mar. What? Woolly Walty. I another good button gone wrong. Blondman's blaff, like a skip-licked lintel the arbour lightened with. Pamela's pegulous, Polly Wally's questions, quaint abilities, quicker Marys. Concavey now convexly to the semi-demi hemispheres, and from the female angle music ministering, where the subligate sisters P and Q, Clockpatrick's, triap pes mutatis mutandis, in pretty much the same pickle, the peach of all piedum, the quest of all quicks. Per queen ourselves, the prettiest pickles of unmatchable mutants I ever bo-beeped at, seesaw shall she, since the town go vent gawning on pranksome quain, silks appeal and silks salusti, boy and girdle gape and bore,
I hear these two goddesses are liable to sue him. Well, I hope the two Collinses don't leg a bail to shoot him. Both were white and black ashpits at Clover Spilling Connect. Gelge back, I languished, listed, S2Ds for the right hand. Were they now? And were they watching you as a watcher as well? Where do you get that wash? This representation does not accord with my experience. They were watching the watch at watching, fetches all. Good. Hold that watching brief and keep those witching longer. Now, retouching friend Tomsky, the enemy, did you gather much from what he let drop? We're sitting here for that. I was rushing mad, no lie, about his shapeless hat. I suspect you must have been. You're making your thunderous mistake, but I was dung sorry for him too. Osh, game, not really. Were you sorry you were mad with him then? Well, I'll tell you, I was rushing Maroney mad with myself altogether, though I was being sorry for him. So, absolutely. Would you blame him at all stages? I believe in many an old stager, but what seems suit to a Greek, some newt to a gentle, who kills the cat in Cairo, coaxes cox and gall. I put it to you that this was solely in a sunflower state, and that this heliodraping hat was why maids all sighed for him, ventured and vied for him. After put away your Kansas Liburnum and New Amsterdams, it wouldn't surprise me in the very least. That tear in this small, your tear in our smile, this life that lies of woman's eyes have been our old undoing, lid after lid, reforming mine size is defamation, tip up up my nostril, would you puff the earthworm out of my ear? He could clod Bruce's eyes to the birth of his garse, he could lump all his knots through the half of our play, but he just couldn't laugh through the whole of his farce because he wasn't billed that way. So he outmandouts his volume and tonnage and has a lightning consultation, and he down and downs his pantalogians and made a piece of a first perpersonal poetry that stays stale remains to be cleaned. Booms of bombs and heavy re-thudders. This aim to you? The tale so mastodontic as to tell you it nearly takes your own mummet's breath away. Your troopers are so unrelieved because his troopers were in difficulties. Still, let's dulcitium don in vino condone ineptius made of virtues. How many were married on that top of all stopping mornings after the midnight turkey drive, my good watcher? Papas, that'd be telling. With a hoe from him and a hay for her. But as regards to Tammy Tonycraft, I defined the Lord Mayor and the Lady Morris and all the premises of Wiles to massage him. Now, from Gunner Shotton to Guinness's Scenography, come to the Battleby of the Taylor's Hall. We mean to be Malay on the Mailer's Mall, and leap, rink, and make folly to the Gaoler's Gall. Awake, come awake, every old skin in the leather world. In fact, a whole stock company of the whole house of the Leaking Barrel was Thomistically drunk, two by two, larking of tootlers, but tumbers of beggars. The blogging, turps, and the brandy wine bank rompers, true Norman fashion, I've been told, down to the bankling clerks. Some nasty blunt clubs went being operated after the tradition of a Wellesian bottle riot act, and a few plates were being shised about and stumbled, bearing traces of fresh porter running about. Independent of that, for the errand of Finn's insult, and there followed the rapping breakfast at the Heaven and Covenant, with Roddy O'Weckelowing and House Bread, because of the voters would be a comeback for Era One, like the depredations of scandal and ivory in unused wobble slops of close, eh? Would that be a tall tale, too? This was the Grand Sir Otter, this was his in white horsip. Well, naturally, he was lout, he's also gentryman. Being crefested, then came from all lands beyond the wave for songs of Innisfil, whiskey way and mortem, no suit of porkies either, invite him captains all around, but the right reverend priest, Mr. Hobson Bond, and the reverend bride left, Frizzy Frau Frau, were sober enough, I think they were sober. I think your wider shins there about the right reverends. McGraw from the North Wiggers cup stream was bedding beastman Pappas before his carry. You saw him hurriedly, or did you, if that's him not relevant, with Slasher's hammer perhaps, or was he in surge? I horribly did him the stroke of the dozen. I'm sure I'm wrong, but I heard the reverend Mr. McGraw in search of a stomacher cook kicking the bedding out of the old Saxon Red Fox Goodman around his actually till there were bulls, beetle, black and buffed or blue, while I and the flood and the other men, jazzed like brollies and Susals, were licking his missus to gackles in the hall, the divoline, she's a lamp in her throat, with her gin, gin, gleckle and a 12-pound latch. A loyal wish for this woman cacking a weeping cough. While she lily low was all a rage, but did you establish personal contacts in exegesis or a point of order? Oh, that pecuniary pond is beyond my penny gay pretensions. I'm resting on a pig of cheeses, but I've a big suggestion. It was about the pint of porter. You're a suckersome. But this is all, as Erse said to Oscar, was only that childbearer might block as well sidespit, where Letty's hereditate, a dark mean swash hairy, only 'twas woman's to woman with man's throw man. Burly, burly, yet hardly hurly. The saloon bulkhead, did you say, or the tween decks? Between drinks, I deeply painfully repeated. Was she wearing shoe-bladies, tirrors and humour of her hubbish hobbies, mashes to Stella? Mrs. Tan Taylor's just a floating panel, secretary's leading draws, a budge of bleas in her splatter, a side brass shedders on her annulus findering, and 40 croach lips in her curling tongues. So this was the dope that woolied the cab, that kinked the ruck, that noised the rape, that tried the sap, that hugged the mort, that legged the hoax, that joke built. The jest of Junk the Junkler, chaked up and chucked the rapper. Lul, God, you don't say so.
all upsy-down your whole creation. So there was nothing spherical between you and Rizalta, father of Izzard. How was he now? To the pink man, like an almanox, in his shirt and stick-up brustle to the bear, the megalomegalon of Wine Vats Vat away, squeezing the life out of the Liffey. Christopher Carambus, such a satisfaction, you punk me. He came, he kissed, he conquered. Vulture of Venar, there must have his glance for coaxing the beam in her eye. That must bell of their mass ball, Annabella, Lovabella, Pullabella. Yep, yep. Tintong, Tolotone, and St. Sabila's. Aye, aye, she was late and pleasable. Without the Lee, without the He, without the Hussef, the quick of the deep and the safer the sap. But the main, the mightier, the strict of the straight, to the vasco of the game, it is the circumversioning of anti-lithial paganels by a hugger and cannot Cromwell Enigerman, or the KO, the dedition of an aspalitrous putagonian, to the heroism of a cabinotesque exploser. I believe you, Titope, really, oh, really. Note, note, we're nowhere without ye. In steam of cabos, now a brattles above our hearts doth hum, and Malchus crackles logs of fun, while angles cheer a ringles. So lent ye him here to borrow his manhood, and borrow his manmas, soulful eyes and sorrowful hairweed, and the sickly sigh from the gingering mouth like a Dublin bar in the morning. Prima's hourly for ast, you know. The park is greater than the whole, says she, but Shackleton's my fortune. Ever sought of being artained? You're soft away with you, flatter afford that, funny. I churdly chew you. Is that answers? It am query. The house was tootin' come in by the bridge called Tilta. But are you solely solemnly sure beyond the shatter of the canicular year, nascita orto seculo numfet? Seriously and serenely, sure behind the shutter, the curious indicata umbras tellurum. Datus, your time of immersion. We're still in drought of Amnes Domini, Marcus of Corrick, a laughing hunter in Purty Sue, a crazy headed Jorn, the bull well born, fluteful as his orkin, ex ugula linonum, and jams of Delphins born, as old as lay of top hat, dancing the Kijinskis choreoscopically like an Easter sun around the colander, the vice, Taranta boon today. You should pre emprance the polecat, you'd sniff him wops around, you'd hear his Peter Grot shraying as his scrimpy skirper crash at the far Carambus, a star dancer indeed, derflish lad to Ortovito semi ricordo, the pantaglionic affection through his blood, like a bad influenza in a leap at bounding point. Out of Prisky Papagena, the palsy doll primate home from Edwin Hamilton's Christmas pantalonade, Orpus Roxy and Panathahira, at the gaiety, tripitiating round the area with his 52 heirs of age, that may realise his life, but as no bonum shindu. And we were what would libable Isabel Medev Vemeda? Trists and trains and trillies and trains. A take back to the Virgin page, darn it. A grantcher. The quobus quarter were there too, if I mistake not, as a sideline, but patches the contempt of the Senate well to the fore in an amnesia meeting. Metamorphosis to decide where again, when to meet themselves. Flops and jerks and lubber and delirium. Drinking your steadily through the Kerry quadrilles and list-toe lances. And master singing always with the consecutive fifth of theirs, eh? Like four wise elephants in and outing under a 12-podestal table. They were simple scandal-mongers, that familiar and all, Norman, Desmond, Osmond and Kenneth, making magical history all over the show. In Shum, Some Hum, and other marriage feasts, all our stakes that were stumbling round the ranky roars assembling when Big Arthur flagged the field at Annie's courting, suddenly some well-fired clay was cast out through the shapstickers of Hoy's house. Shortly there was a hellfire club kicked out through the wasters of Terzaware. Like heavy's hosts, Envil, Catacam, tumbling, 3 days, 3 times into the Volcom, punch, or no, what Ecclesiastes says, none, ninny, there's no hay in Eccles Hostel, yet, and I saw a sign of him, if you could scrape out his acquaintance, name or redress him, and we'll call it a night. Eo, you are sure it was not a shoulder shake-up, or a plighter's palming, or a winker's wake, etc., etc., orum you were at? Precisely. Mayhap, hora pro nubis, tundus day, at a little bit of heaven hoth, the wife of Dimetus, damn, Earl Adam Fitzadam, of a tatter britter or sack Valarian, moorland west, at the auspice for the living Bonnybrook, by the river and a Briggs Carlisle, guardian of the bird's maids, adeptalizer for groom, pontifical mess, or suddenly shot, furtive fired by the riot, no flies, agreed, mayhem. Also loans to the post, with or without security, everywhere, any amount, Masovitz, swamp stakers, purely providential,
Floods, the pink man, the squeeze, the pint with the kick. Gah, and then the punch to galicize it. Fox, the lady with the lamp, the boy in the barley bag, the old man on his ours. Great scrap, tis we and you, and he and me, and hims and hurts, and heels and shields. The Irish race, the Irish nation, the Irish place, that earth stationed. He was culping for penance while you were ringing his bell. Did the kicky, good man, rude fox, say anything important? Cam or cram, sprick or spat? No more than rich man's periwelker. Nyan to word. Tempt a thing. A gale galled by scheme of scorn, knock, signifying nothing, mock, fortitudius, eius, rodamum tenuis. Five name, or something very similar. I should like to euphonize that. It sounds an isochronism. Secret speech, hazeltone, and obviously disemboweled it. But it is good lay law, too. We may take those well-meant kicks for free granted, though ultra vires void, and in fact unnecessarily so. Happily you were not quite so successful in the process verbal, whereby you would sublimate your blepharosomosical suppressions, it seems. What was that? First I heard about it. Were you or were you not? Ask yourself the answer. I'm not giving you a short question. Now, not to mix up, cast your eyes round Capitol Court. I want you, witness of this epic struggle of ours, so mine, to reconstruct for us as briefly as you can, in exactly the same as a mind's eye view, how these funeral games, which have been pouring over us through Homer's Carey's Pigeons, massacre dude, as the Holy Name Rally round took place. Which, should I told you that a foul, I was drunk or lost life. Well, tell it to be me fair, the whole plan of campaign in the bamblezees and minstrel voice of yours. Let's have it, Christy, the Dublin home, the trice familiar. I witless foggers, tis all around me, the batter's bit hat. Go on now, Master Bones, a gig for a gag, with your impediments and your perot tricks. Blank memory of hatless darkie and blued suit, you were ever the gentle poet Doe from Haywarden. Pitcher cup, patcher cap, pretty man, be nice about it, Bones Minor. Look cheerful, come delicacy, go to the end, thou slackard. Once upon a grass, and a hopping high grass it was. Fate then, Mr. Cheeryman, first he come up, a gag is a gig, bachelor's rake to the town's major from the west, Max Schmashmal Swingy of the Catalaxes, got up regardless with a cock on the Kildare side of his tattersall, in his riddle neeks, ragamufflers, and the horrid contrivance of scene above, whiskling into a bone tolerably delicately the wearing of the blue, and taking off his plush chud Bugsby in his perusal flea, and loisy manner saying good maracas to Vielville Bolly, and bragging his feet the usual course, and was ever so terribly nass, really telling him clean his nagels and fex himself up miles, and so on and so forth, and to take the cocoon to his grizzles, who had done that foxy freak on his bear's hair, like fire bursting out of the umpire, and half hang me, sir, if he wasn't wanting his Cali Club body back before he'd take his life or to save his life. Then begor, counting as many as 11 to 32 seconds, with his pocket browning, like I said, one swan's one, this is me authority. He kept for us during Hapscot's foul fandon coggan for Coacoaki, the key of John Dunn's field, for it was for scent, and the way Montague was robbed, and wolfing to know all, and what went off, who burnt the hay, perchance wilt thou say, before he'd kill all the canes and the price of Patch Purcell's fake totem, which the man, his plaintagonist, up from the bog of the depths, who was raging with the thirst of the sacred sponge, and who, as a master of past, so far as him was concerned, was only standing there nonplussed to the corner of Turbot Street, perplexing about a palm shop and preparing to spit, wanting to know what the hen conventions compass Memphis he wanted with him knew nothing about. A Saxon crook, sir, like the Napo Farrell Patrick Andy, Morenberger's medley. In other words, was that how, in the unusual curse of things, as compliment to compliment, though after a manner of men which I must and will always say extraordinary, that cellular, subtler, angelic warfare of photoplay finister started? Truly, that I may never. Did once come them in the hour of drama, the death, after some clever play in the mud, mentioned to the other undesirable a dumb, during diverse intentional incidents, that upon the resume after the angerous, helpless deal, he was a pig-headed Swede, and to weld himself to a Medici's. To be sore he did, to Huggernut. Only it was turnip-headed dunce, I beg your pardon, and he would jokes bolder blow the betolder with his black masket off the ball in green. Sublime was the warning. The author, in fact, was Mardred. Did he, the first spokesman, do anything to him, the last spokesman, when after heaving some more smut and chaff between them, they rolled together in the ditch together, black pigs dyke? No, he had his teeth in the back of his head. Did Box then try to shine his puss? No, but Cox did to shin the pun man. The worst at crying that if he never be looked on Lever Holman's again, and the best of hewing that he might ever save some life. Truly, truly, asbestos he ever, and so was so I never. That Port Carlisle touching breaking the Camden's piano back, pench. Are you out of my meaning that we'll be going on to you about half noon, click o'clock, Pip Emma, Grinwicker time by your queer cut quadrant? You'll be asking me, and I wish you, Higgins, you wouldn't, would you?
Let it be 12:30 after a somersault of the TARDIS, and it was 11:32 before in so and such rely on it. Pick up on time, how do you do? That rising day sinks rosy in a night of 9 weeks' wonder. Empties, mercy, buckup. The uneven day of the 11th month of the uninvented year at Martin Mass, a trillion before our Larry's own day, by which of our cronus my man of four watches, larboard, starboard, dog or dath, done sink, rugby, ballast and ball, you can imagine. Language this all's fair for the load of Mars's and be violent about it. Will you swear all the same you saw their shadows 100 foot later, struggling diabolically over this, that and the other, their virtues pro and his principality con, near the ruins Drogheda Street and kicking up the devil's own dust for the Malaysian wind? I will, I did, they were, I swear, like the heavenly militia, so wreck me gilly gully, with me tongue through me toe cap and the headlong stone of Kismet, if so 'tis the will of whose be done. Weeping Larkins, they must have put in some wonderful work, you had on the quiet like during the arms parley, meteoritaries, forces, vegetarians. Dost thou not think so? Aye. The illegal-looking range offender, alias Turfig Iron, a product of hostages and company engineers, changed feet several times as Briar's revolver during the weapon swap. Puff, puff, excuse yourself. It was an ersatz Lotrinken. They did not know the war was over and were only bespelling or berepelling one another by chance of necessity with sham bottles, mare and winey, as between picture shirts and scuticles, like their caricatures in an Irish rummen, to sorrowbate the expulsion of the Danos. What sayest thou, Scusa Merul? That's all, for he was heavily upright man, limber Romana, in buckless tuscta, farcing gutterish. I mean, the Morgans and the Dorans in Finnish, I know you don't, in Feenies, the mujik of the footer of the Baharamans of the Bashut, Cocanally, da Dunnally. Yes, this war has made peace. In voina veritas, ab chaos lex, nitwer, o bella, o pia, o pura, amem, han walled amongst us, thanks be to Balbus. All the same you sound, twould clank howlish like hull hopin' for Christmians, but twill cling hellish like angles open to Europeans. If you've sensed hold the sum, so be vigil. And this pattern putch punner mine of concoon and propery went on, hogging me in a whole wake, your night after Larry's night, spittin' spite on Dora O'Higgins, Ormond Cut Butler, the artillery of the O'Heffernans, answering the cavalry of the MacLeods, 40 and more 40, 1,000 at one times, according to your cock and a biddy story, Luddy Longy, for years and years perhaps. That's right. This is his largest life, this is me Tim Tom Tum, and this is her two peak weeny ones. From the last finger on the second foot of the fourth man to the first one on the last one of the first. That's right. Finny, very, very finny. It may look funny, but fair it is. This is not good enough, Mrs. Brasslatten. Fingered and tugging and whinging and punging. All your rallying, ramp and rant. Did you think I was asleep at the wheel? Did you meet the tall grand jurors or tatten of tartics on your road, me lad? I'd ask us to believe you for all your enduring long terms with your last foot foremost. That your moon was shining on the tors and on the cresties and wind-blowing night after night for years and years, perhaps, after you swearing to it a while back before your current examiner, Mark Water, that there was never in plenty all the team. Perhaps so, as you grand jury affirm, Robman Calvinick. I never thought over it, fate. I must certainly think so about it, I hope, unless it's actionable. It would be a charity for me to think about something which I must on no case to counsel me, if you ask to me. It was told me as an inspired statement by a friend of myself in reply to salute Tarpey after 3 o'clock mass with 40 ducks in Dulgen, that some rain was promised to Mrs. Lyons, the invalid of Antarty Villa, with lots gulping sousers, and likewise he told me the recusant, after telling mass with 200 genuflections at the split hour of blight, when bars are keeping so sly as what follows. He is doing a walk, says he, in the field mix park, says he, like a terrible Turk, says he, letting loose in his nursery and big gala. He meet himself with Mr. Michael Cleary of a Tuesday, who said Father McGregor was desperate to the bad place about Tazbuls and ejaculating about all the steroids and the cat's pew swashing his ear wanker and thin convenience being locked up for months owing to be pertinized by stragglers abusing the apparatus, and for Tarfy to pull himself into a soup and fish and push on his borrow saloon and to go to the trumple like greased lining and see Father McGregor, and becad, sir, he was to pipe up and salute the clergyman and to tell his holiness the whole goat's throat about the 3 shillings in the confusion, and to say how Mrs. Lyons, the cutpasser, was the infidel who prophesied to pose 3 shillings Petrus Pelf of her torture from Paraguayas and Isles by the hour to Mr. Martin Cleary for Father Matthew to put up a midnight mass saints withins of Thursday for African man, and to let brown child do, and to leave he and lone, and all the nuisances committed by soldiers and non-behaviours and misbelovers for N.D. de la Cluse to send more hee-haw hill flutes my brother again, and I never brought my cads and togs blanket fwe. Angry as arrows, but you've right, Matt Kelslinger. Nils Mung and Knut should brothers be for all then. So let yous off be octo while I'll bite the bill and whill whang till wobbling befoul you, but Mare and Meyer Trullops will canaver mate a game on the bibby-bobby burns of quatch.
What hill are you flucking about, ye lame-looking and fierce? I'll discipline ye. Will ye swear or affirm the date of your second sight, no, and recant that all you affirmed to prophecies at first sight for southerly accent was all Paddy Flaherty? Will ye aye or nay? I say aye. I firmly swear to it that at Rowland Cooley, Bowley Hooley was with me, holy hagenous lips continuously poised upon the rubricated annuals of St. Ulster. That's very good of ye, R.C. Maybe ye wouldn't mind telling us, my Labrose lad, how very much bright cabbage or paper in comfort do you draw for all your swearing? The Spangler's kiddie. Rutta prutta. There you have me. Very nothing, oh potatoes. I call it, for I might as well tell your excellency, and I'm not swallowing my air, the Golden Bridge's truth. It amounts to nather in pounds or pence. Not a glass of Lucan, nor as much as the cost price of a Highland man's trouser tree, or the 3 crowns round your drap hole. Isn't it dram disgusting for the whole dumb plodding thing? Come now, Johnny, we weren't born yesterday. Pro tanto quid retribuamus. I ask you to say in your Scotty pigtail, you are promised fine times with some stagger juice or dead horse on stripper enlarges at the Raven and Sugarloaf, either Jones's Lane or James's Gate, anyhow. Bushmiller, do you think for a moment, yes, by the way, how very necessarily true, give me fair play. When, at the Dove and Raven Tavern, no, ah, to wit your wizened. Water, water, darty water, up jubilee sod, beet, peat, wheat, treat. What harm's once but demands of it? How would you like to hear your right name now, Gassy Power, my trusty minstrel, if you're not frightened of Frank Comond, not a frightened of Frank anybody's gas power or ill-conditioned ulcers neither? Your uncles, your gullet, will you repeat that to me outside, Len Conlamans? After you've shouted a few, I will when it suits me. Hulstler, good, we make fight 3-1, Raddy. But no, from example, Amania Raffaroo. What do you have? What mean you, August one? Fair play for Finians. I will have my humours. Sure, you would not do the cowardly thing in Malmy Roon. Tell Queen's Roads I'm sailing. Farewell. But whenever. Bye. If I choose to put a bullet like you through the grill for heckling, what business is that of yours, you bullock? I don't know, sir. Don't ask me, Your Honour. Gently, gently, Nordenire. Love that red hand. Let me once more. There are sordidly tales within tales. You clearly understand that. Now, my other point. Did you know whether, by melanchodactylism or purely libationally, that one of these two Crimeans with the fend of the taller man was accused of a certain offence or of a choice of two serious charges as skirts were divided on the subject, if you like it better that way? You did, you rogue, you. You hear things besides, and serially now, bushes have eyes. Don't forget, ha. Which moral torpitude would you select of the two for choice if you had your way, playing bull before she-bears or the hind legs off a clothes horse? Did any orange peelers or green goaters appear periodically up your sylvan family tree? Buggered if I know. It all depends on how much family silver you want for a nascent pair. What do you mean, sir, behind your heart? You don't have to do that. You know, snappograph. Nothing, sir, only a bone moving into place. Blottograph, ha. What? Are you to have all the pleasure quizzing on me? I didn't say it aloud, sir. I've something inside of me talking to myself. You're a nice third-degree witness, fate. But this is no laughing matter. Do you think we're tone-deafs in our noses to boot? Can you not distinguish the sense brain from the sound bray? You have homosexual cathesis of empathy between narcissism of the expert and steopiggy convertedness. Get yourself psycho-analyzed. Oh, Picard, I want no expert nurse's symphony from your bronze quadroons, and I can foco-analyze myself any time I want. The fog follow you all without your interference or any other pigeon stealer. Sample, sample. Have you ever reflected, Weppertude, that the evil what thought it was willed might nevertheless lead somewhere on to good toward the generality? A poor of haste meets vaster, and talking of plebiscites by a show of hands, whether declaratory or effective, in all seriousness, had it become to dawn in you yet that the deponent, the man from Saint-Dieppe, may have been one as reluctant to use the passive voice, maybe been as much sinned against as sinning, for if we look at it verbally, perhaps there is no true noun in active nature where every bally being. Please read this mufto. Is becoming its own town eyeballs. Now the long form, the strong form, and the reform altogether. Hotch kiss cultures ever ready. One brother to never reach. Well, over countless hands, sir, of many winners and losers, groomed by a Samson and son, bred by Delilah, will stand at bay, Dublin, from none till down, and vites inversion, and at Miss or Mrs. McNannigan's yard. Perhaps you can explain, Segobin, the mode needs a rebus. Pro general continuation and particular explication to your singular interrogation, our asseveration.
Lady gent, pals will smile, but me and Frisky Shorty, my inmate friend, is as uncommon struck on popular poetry, and a few flea besides, rounded West Popper Bosket, was glad to be back again with the chaps and just arguing friendly-like at the Dothercanese house, having a wee chatty with our hosty in his comfy Eastbury over the odd Middlesex party and his moral terps, meaning flu, pox, pox and mizzles, gripe, gleet and sprue, caries, rabies, mumps and dumps, what me and Frisky and our consensus and the whole double grist crew of subscribers, not to say the Burman, having successfully concluded one tour of Bible, wants to know is this a here. Supposing for an ethical fact him, which the findings show, to have taken his epicene licence before the Norsets divisional respectively, as regards their male privates and or concomitantly with all common or neutral respects to them public exes females, whereas albeit really sweet fillies, as was very properly held by the Metropolitan in connection with this regrettable nuisance, touching arbitrary conduct being in strict contravention of schedule and Board of Forests and Work bylaws, regulations, sparkers and successors amusements, section of our beloved nature park and pursuance of which police agents, me and Shorty, have approached a reverend gentleman of the name of Mr. Coppinger with reference to a piece of fire fittings that was most obliging upon my Sam in this matter of his explanations, affirmative, negative and limitative, given to me and Shorty, touching what the good book says of Tool Daisy men concerning the merits of early bisexualism, beside him citing from approved lectionary example given by a valued friend of the name of Mr. J.P. Cockshott, reticent of England, as owns a petty maisonette, Cuss of Dales, fronting onto the Sussex Bluffs, as was telling us categoric how Mr. Cockshott, as he had his assignation with present holder by deed poll in indenture of the swearing belt, he tells him hypothetic the Reverend Mr. Coppinger, who reckons himself disjunctively with his windward eye up the dozen miles of a cuneiform school of hearing, passing themselves superantly by the bloater nays from 12, and then marrying them by the silent hour.